Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, I don't believe it, but I'm going to have to say welcome, blog talkers. Woo-hoo. We have not been able to speak with you for about a week. What?
We'll see if that becomes a problem.
What?
I didn't latch the door.
Uh-oh.
I think I did.
Okay.
We'll see if the dogs make an entrance.
Anyway, yes, we're very happy we see you in the queue. Lots of you. Thank goodness you didn't forget us. It felt like we were out in no man's land, not being able to broadcast.
Yeah, they're still putting up. Maybe they just forgot to take the message out. somebody dropped.
Okay. I want to remind all of you that we're just using ordinary playing cards for the readings that we're conducting here during the show. The method is called personal prophecy, which you probably heard the intro explain to you. But just for, I guess, reiteration, that is what we're using. So don't confuse with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there. This is strictly personal prophecy, okay? It's important that we make that distinction because often people will approach me and say, hey, I hear you give tarot readings. Well, no, I don't. I've tried to pick it up, had a lot of trouble with it personally. So I guess I will leave that to those who are more talented in terms of the tarot. Do love the readings, though, very, very much. And I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our calls in a private one-on-one session, of course. I would be laying them out more than once, but in the interest of time, we can only do one layout for all of you. It's really just a sample of the kind of insight and perception that can be gained from a deck of ordinary playing cards. And of course, if you'd like more, it's easy enough to find me at psychiclovedoctor.com. And on that note, I'm going to turn you all over to Mr. Jimbo himself. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks out there and all the platforms, because we actually have all platforms with us tonight, first time in about a week, that if you are international, you must please let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs. Like we are, we're going north this time. We shall go to Laura and Jeanette are both in Canada. International shout-outs. Yay. And that's what we got so far, but more are likely to come. We shall see. Let's give that number out, because that number has been a useless piece of crap here lately, but it's good tonight. 515-602-9676. That is the number you can call in, and it will actually frickin' work. And when you do call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And you know what? It's working. All these things are working tonight. So, holy freaking hallelujah. So, yeehaw. All right. So, you'll hear the show. Everything's good. We'll see you. If you don't hear the show, hang up and call back and keep trying. A lot of you probably did that a lot during the course of the week and found that didn't work. Typically, it does work. It's usually a cell phone computer connection. But we'll see. They told us a few days ago they had everything fixed, too, and that was a lie. I think what they do, and I don't care if you're listening, I think they want monkeys to do their jobs for them. They want monkeys to do this work. So I think they go to the zoo and they say, No. We don't want the smart monkeys. We want the dumbest monkeys to come and work and do our IT people for us. That's who we want. We want the idiot monkeys. Those are the same idiot monkeys that work for VDOT here, too, that run the tunnels. They run the tunnel system. Not the worker guys out there doing the hard labor. No. I'm talking the management guys who manage tunnel stoppages and closures and crap. Soapbox. All right. Gave you the number, Facebookers. We've given you a hell of a lot of love the last week because Block Talk's been down. But you never know. You get gaps or whatever. We will definitely turn to you folks. Just can't make any promises at all times, who, what, where's, and when's. You have to wait for us to actually tell you to ever call us anytime anyway because there's no automatic queue system. Facebook is free. What are you going to do? So don't do that. Don't do that. Harps, sound of harps. That is a signal of a couple things. First thing, and most important, I think, your reading's coming to an end. And it's important because there's other people waiting. Yeah, you know, we only got like an hour-ish for the show. So if we spend 45 minutes with you, then guess what? A lot of people ain't getting reading. So when you hear the harp, let it come to an end. Don't try to keep dragging and pulling teeth and just don't do that. That's not cool. But also, before you do depart, because your reading's over, I'm going to give you an angel card. That's the connection with the harps. And tonight's flavor is the healing angel cards. These are pretty good. Healing messages, sort of, kind of, depends, you know, what your version of healing is. And they're pretty short and sweet. Nothing long, you know, put you to sleep when I read it. So, la. I think that is all I got.
Okay, for those of you that have not been with us, due to technical issues, etc. I wonder how you're all doing, the rest of you, on the exercise that we're working on for New Year's. And that exercise is actually part of the card training program, is the exercise involves letting go. And it occurred to me after we had advertised that, where each of us should think of something that we've been hanging on to and it's not serving us. And it can be a person, a specific person, which I do have one about that. Also, it can be a habit that you need to, you know, let go of. It can also be a non-tangible, like forgiveness, expressing love, you know, unconditional acceptance, things like that. No, I don't mean to get all churchy on you, but I'm just saying it's important to know that letting go is just as valuable to our lives as it is to be reaching out. Okay? And we're going to do both when we start actually learning the cards. And no, Jim was never, he was never a Marine.
My dad was a Marine. He was Navy. He was both Navy and Marines.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention, yes, keep working on that. You won't have to say what your letting go topic or, you know, the condition that you're trying to let go of. You won't have to share it with us, only if you wanted to later on. But that'll be for the first of the year. All right, that's my little thing. Oh, and I thought it was sad. Yesterday, the founding member of the Dixie Chicks was killed in a car accident in Texas because of somebody's tragic mistake on the road.
Didn't they change their name because of the big stigma thing? They're not Dixie Chicks anymore officially.
What are they?
I don't know. Just Chicks?
Well, they said...
Because Dixie is, you know, South, and that's, you know, I'm like, you've got to erase all history. So, you know, talk about bad things.
When I read this article today, actually, their friends and Bar Hop and Good Charlie's, I don't know, but had wanted from the beginning for them to call themselves Dixie Chicken. And they didn't like that.
That is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I wonder who those must have been, some backward ass dumbasses.
But this is why.
Y'all should call yourselves Dixie Chicken. That'd be great.
People need to be,
at least they were smart enough not to do that.
When you're on a, now would that be like a double lane road? What do you call that? When there's traffic coming to you?
It's a two lane road. There's a two lane road.
Yeah.
You can pass with caution. And sometimes you can't pass. Like, and they'll put the solid line down when you can't pass.
And don't,
which is usually hills or intersections.
Yeah, don't try to be tricksy, because that's what happens.
Trixie.
there was, if this car went to pass, and instead it didn't make it back in time, and it hit her head on, and she was dead at the scene.
Well, a lot of people aren't used to being able to do that, and when they get on those roads and they, hey, I can pass, they don't know. They don't know how to do it. They screw up. I grew up out in the country, and that's everybody passed.
Well, yeah.
There was signs that said no passing zone, and then the line went solid on your side. You weren't allowed to pass. So it was pretty clear.
And like on a curve, don't be ridiculous.
Well, the sign, you know, same thing. It's dotted yellow, and then it goes solid on whichever side. Sometimes it's both sides can't pass, depending on the road situation, like an intersection. They don't want nobody pass at intersections, obviously. So, all right.
All right, I think
there's a traffic safety course.
Let's get crack in here. I just wanted to mention.
Yep. We're going to go to area code 678 in Georgia. 678, welcome to the show. You're the first caller in a long time.
Welcome. Hi.
Hi. Hi. How are you guys?
What is your first name?
It's Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
What did you say? It's that echo going on.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Do you have us on speaker?
Yeah,
no.
I can.
That could be a problem.
Is that better?
Well, you were already fine for us. This might be better for you now as far as echoes and stuff.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Well, cool. Well, hey, welcome. You're the first caller.
Yes. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
So,
I have a question about Tony. We had plans, and he canceled, saying he had to babysit the grandkids, and he'll see me tomorrow. But then when I called him to go, what the F, he doesn't
pick
up the phone. So is he lying? Is he telling the truth? Does he feel remorseful? Should I be done with him? I'm just over this.
No, I don't blame you.
And who is this again? I missed who it was.
Tony.
Forgot.
Oh, Tommy. And Tommy is your significant other, yes?
No, it's Tony, not Tommy.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Yeah.
Not Mr. T. Okay. Well, the cards are going down. Well, now, do you have some kind of history here? Has he given you the cold shoulder before and said he's doing one thing and not doing that thing?
No, but it's just disrespectful.
Of course, that's given. Yeah, that is definitely disrespectful.
Well, it's kind of a gray area if it really does involve grandchildren.
I'm just saying, though, but if he's not even going to respond to him, can't even text back and say, hey, I'm real busy with the kids or something, come on. There's no excuse.
No, that's not what I said. I said he texts and says he has to babysit the kids, but then when I called him, he was on his way and he didn't answer, and he usually doesn't like confrontation, so that's why he's not answering, but life is going to have confrontations.
Yeah, that's true. Very much. What?
I'll take care of that. Deb, you screwed up.
So what do you say, Deborah?
Yep, what are the cards show?
I'm seeing that I think he is being, I do feel he's doing what he said he was doing, but he isn't answering because he's expecting you to kind of take him to task over this. Okay.
Like you said, he doesn't like confrontation?
Yeah. He doesn't like confrontation. He feels you're going to, make a lot out of it. And he's... I can hear him.
Yeah, well, we hear ourselves for some reason on your end. Do you have us on the computer or speaker or a radio or something?
No, I have my iPad got you on, and I'm trying to take you off at the same time. There we go. I was trying to turn it off. There we go. I'm so sorry.
So
you said now he's scared that I'm going to have – he has to hear.
I think you should have a nice, calm talk with him tomorrow. And say, you know, because you can see when people call you.
Yeah,
you know,
obviously. That's what she's pissed about.
Yeah,
that's why she's pissed.
Call me back. You know, if you're babysitting the grandkids, you can certainly at least text me and say, hey, kind of busy with the kids, whatever. But, you know, if you were dating, you'd think, I mean, I would think you could have been invited over. Or does
well,
he
we
try to?
Just started, well, we just started that, trying to date. And this is, it's like he hasn't changed. This is the same pattern. So is he remorseful? Is he going to apologize? Should I move on, et cetera? Because it's unacceptable to me.
I think he's going to move on here and just try to let this whole thing blow over. Not everybody wants to jump into the thick of it. Now, I'm more like you, where I would be confrontational and just say, look, you know, if I've tried to call you, the least you can do is show me some courtesy here. I can't think of a different word for this, but you have to train that person how to treat you. Is there a better word than train? I don't know.
So
I guess they said they just recently start seeing each other again, you know, but so it's recently, which means they have before.
Yeah.
So it's not like a brand new person. They know each other's
personality.
Yeah,
and I think he's going to be this way.
He needs to stop being that way, and she's kind of pissed about it, but I don't blame her.
And I had a husband who was like this many years ago, and he never changed. And, in fact, he would make it worse.
So what is he going to do? Is he going to apologize, not apologize? Does he feel remorseful?
No. He's going to just ignore it and move on smartly.
He's just going to ignore it and do what?
And move on.
Just pretend it didn't happen, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I won't see him tomorrow?
Oh, you'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah. He's just going to continue to try to avoid confrontation is what you're saying, right?
He doesn't want this to be an issue. And he might also not want to pick up his phone all the time. Some people are like me. I leave it at the other end of the house. I'm not always close to it. So I think that this is going to maybe require some restraint on your part or confront him, but in a very non-conscious.
Yeah, I know. That's like a catch-22 there on how to do that.
Yeah.
But he confronts somebody, but not make it confrontational. That's the trick. But they need to have a discussion,
obviously.
So does
he want to move? So does he want to do a relationship, or he's just BSing me? I'm so confused with you guys.
He wants to do a relationship, but he may not want to be at your beck and call all the time. So sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes people can feel a little smothered.
It all depends on the person.
Yeah, and I just think he's a guy that doesn't mind having a little time for himself. And this may not work well for you.
But it sounds like baby.
But he's not having time for himself if he's babysitting the grandkids.
Well, that could be considered.
A lot of times in a guy's mind, if he's away from the chick, even though he might be surrounded by screaming brats, it's still time by himself. Because sometimes chicks can be a little break sometimes. Not like a break like I don't want to see you anymore. Like, I want a couple hours or I don't want to talk to you. Just because I just have to have a little, even though there's kids running around me with poop flying or whatever. So he wants a relationship. He just doesn't want to always take calls, basically.
Right.
Because he, like even she pointed out, he's non-confrontational and he's worried about.
Yeah, and it's his prerogative.
It is his prerogative, but she needs to tell him, hey, you know, that you can't not take my call every time you think I'm going to say something you don't want to hear.
Kathy, if he doesn't want to, it might be your turn to move on. You know what I'm saying? That there's other men around you. I see them in your cards. He isn't the last man on earth for you. Yeah. So Jim's got a card for you now.
I do. This is from the Healing Angel card deck, and the subject is Heart Song. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through them from within your soul. Your truth that is eternal and unchanging, your truth is love. So this is a Healing Angel card and probably connected to this, I would say, because she's got a lot of questions.
I get it.
Yeah, and I feel bad.
Well, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays if we don't talk to you again. Yeah we hope you have a good Christmas. I know it's only 2 days away now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wish the best of luck to you.
You have a scammer to cope with.
Oh, well, somebody should point that out sooner.
Laura did it.
You have to if I'm not watching, if I'm busy.
All right.
But I'm on it now. All righty. Let's see here. I have been banned from the stream. Now I shall go to their Facebook page and finish them off.
Let me ask you, tomorrow, can they come back?
I don't know who you're talking about.
How long does the ban last? Forever?
I think that ban lasts just for this event. But then I go onto their page, and I do a block.
Okay.
So it's a two-part thing. I ban them immediately off here so they quit bothering people. And then I go onto their Facebook page, and I block them, and I report them after that. So it takes me a little bit. But you notice it's slowly it's thinning the herd a little bit on that. So I banned them.
Skinny.
Yeah, well, you know what that harassment and bullying, that's what I'm going to say.
Well, as we're waiting, I'll mention to you all that today, on the clearance rack, I found my New Year's Eve dress for the show. And the first thought I had was, Phyllis Diller would have died to have this dress. So you'll see.
You would have gotten that. So you're talking old school, kind of.
Well, if anybody knows who Phyllis Diller is.
No, yeah. She's like one of the chicks that made the old cigarette holder famous.
Oh, yes, she did.
It was like about an 8-inch cigarette holder, maybe, at least.
And her husband's name was Fang. And she was always, and feathers. Got feathers.
I know. I bet that cigarette holder probably had a good advantage because that cigarette was never close to your face if you used that holder.
God, I loved
her. So you probably never got any smoke in your eyes or anything when using that cigarette holder thing. But no guys ever use it. And I think one or two chicks I've ever seen on TV, she was always using that thing.
Oh, she was a stick. It's also a mini dress like she would wear. But I'd have to get back in my day, we called them kickerinos. Did you ever hear of those kind of little boots? Yeah, these were the little pointy-toed, and hers were white or silver.
I remember pointed-toed cowboy boots.
That's all
I remember, pointed-toed cowboy boots. I remember those.
And if I ever get invited to another masquerade party, this might have to be my costume, and then I'll have to put together a little shtick.
Shtick,
so
get
up there.
Hang on.
Get one of those big, long, and a wig that's crazy. Yeah, I would love that. Michelle, I'll have to tell you later on in the show that I dreamed about you last night. Okay, we're moving along.
All right, we shall do this. We're going to do it. We're going to do it now. We're going to go to all ones that shows on our board, which is Skype. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Melissa. It's been a while.
Oh, Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
You know what? It wouldn't be Christmas.
Yeah, that's good. We hear from you about once a month. That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I hope everything's going well.
Yeah, we're good, though.
How is everything?
Hanging in there.
Well,
thank you. Cool.
Great. Remember, there's a little delay.
Yeah. Kitty, sorry to interrupt you, love doctors. I know you're here to help us. Thank you. Oh, so, yeah, I've been getting my things ready, a lot of organization, and clearing out. So that's some, stuff coming up in the next few months is really important. And then, yes, thank you for asking. And also taking care of my health because, again, I didn't eat for almost 4 months. I barely ate. You don't want to go to my experience. I never done that before, but I was just not hungry. But I'm okay
now.
Now,
were you on TPN or what were you doing?
Why weren't you eating?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in cold water, with, you don't want to say much, but we're taking a break right now. I'll be back. Water. marina. I don't want to say, like, not marine, the ocean.
Yes, I know the ocean.
I understand and help, and I got bladdered too much. I just didn't saw some things that my appetite didn't, it suppressed. And then going through some stuff that I had, like I had some exhaustion events because I had three family members within 15 months take off, including the holy mom. I should say holy because I was trying to please my mother no matter what she did. I didn't see wrong. I let everything slide. Everything she did, I let everything slide. It's okay. It's my mom. But love her to death, and I try everything to please her. And so, yeah, I'm okay now. I'm okay.
And your question,
that's what happened.
Yeah, what would you like to discuss in for the cards?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So I went through a lot, you know, losing uncle and then his lady, my aunt, too. That's a lot to handle.
Yes,
I have a question.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I ain't being honest. I'm not lying. There's a lot more, but I keep my faith in God and what my knowledge, because I my education, a lot of people people are very judgmental, but you can't judge a book by its cover. That's something my great-grandfather said. So I should let it roll. Anyway,
that's
I have a question.
Very wise.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Question?
Yeah, great question. So I did back off from I need to interact with my mother because this is important. I did back off because he was being advising me, but he started to get very heavy, like not heavy, but I don't know if he was doing it to make her happy, a business lady, whatever she might be. I myself, I know a lot of men will not even look at that. I'm sorry.
Are you referring to the woman, the partner that begins with an O?
Yeah, I mean, I know that's not the first female that we encounter, because we encounter a lot of people, a lot of customers, and all that stuff. But I will not say that that's the greatest. That's someone that just, I will say, has multiple personalities because I don't know. Anyway, yes. I am right. I am right in what I'm saying. I don't want to disrespect, but you don't force somebody to love you by changing everything and trying to do everything, like try to switch things all the time. And that's not my life. Okay, I understand, but I know my grandfather said something to me when I was young that watch out with stuff like that because you exhaust your family or your future. That's an exhaustion beyond borders.
And what is
anyway.
your question, hon?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My question is, and then what I was going through, right, because, the water is really cold. And what's in the water, they were even trying to feed me. They threw fish in my face, I didn't taste it. Went in my mouth. I mean, so I thank you, God, for that gift.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I'm saying like a dolphin threw fish in my face to feed me because I wasn't eating.
Dolphin. Dolphin threw fish in your face?
Yeah, a few times because I was not eating. They can smell me, but I was not eating. I was suppressed.
Oh, so you were, yeah. But you happened to be someplace where a dolphin was.
Yeah, I go and help. They need help as well. There's plastic out in the waters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I do that.
Okay.
But anyway,
so
the question is.
I'm coming back to now. Basically, she got the sense that the dolphin even still had some kind of spiritual. He needed the food and was chucking fish at her.
Well,
I tasted it. It went in my mouth.
That fish and throwing it back. Well, don't you be throwing fish at me, damn it.
That's
yeah. I'm not kidding. They, when you're good, they love you. They help out too. And I was like, thank you, God. And then from there, I opened up my eyes and I started to eat like a hungry hippo. Anyway, so that's what.
Yeah, you just got there with your mouth open.
That was eating the line.
Yeah. International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Anyway, go ahead.
Question, hon.
So my question is, you know, I praise him and thank him for everything he has done. And I don't know. I hope that he finds peace in his heart because I didn't do anything. And I don't think he understood what I was going through. And yes, he was being very nice and curious. And so I guess that, I don't know. Do you see, I don't know at this time. Because I don't know. I don't know if he. I mean, I hope he's okay. He said last time I talked to him, he said that he came to visit where I was. That was about 3 weeks ago. I wasn't here because I'm getting ready to go somewhere pretty soon. I'm actually don't want to say more because he got another phone call. Is that true? Is he still my friend or trying to be an enemy?
Okay, so she wants to basically know where they stand. And you said the last time you had communication was 3 weeks ago, right?
That was two weeks ago. It was a little bit of an annoying conversation. But he said he came to my area 3 weeks ago. Is that true?
Oh,
here.
Ah,
that true?
That's a good question. So
but you weren't there.
You weren't available, and he's saying, "Yeah, I came around looking for you," but she's not sure that he did. So she wants to know what those cards got to say about that, and then also what's that. Yeah.
We're about 8,000 miles away.
That is pretty.
You call somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Well, I'll tell you, here's what I got. Here's what I have for you. He is planning to try and get with you. He wants to bring this relationship to a, like a climax, okay? And I think that's the right word because he is coming to... Well, like we've said before, put your legs in the air, you know what I mean? And I think he's coming soon. So I think he said that to see what your reaction would be. I don't believe he was there.
It's okay. That's what answers question number one. Your cards don't show that he was there 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, okay?
I don't believe he did, but I think he's feeling you out to see if he shows up, is he going to get lucky? That's what your cards are telling me. That he will show up. All right.
So you still see some interest here between them on his part.
I do.
He still is.
Yes, but I think,
is he playing little games?
I think he wants to have
test.
Her
he's doing some testing.
He wants to keep her as a side.
He wants to only have her exactly how he wants her.
So be careful.
He wants at a certain distance, not too far, not too close. He wants to keep it at a certain point.
Yeah. I agree. So.
Well, I'm just trying to reiterate what you're saying.
I think he's still very much interested,
mm-hmm.
but he's reached a point that it's like he wants to bring this to a head. And I'm not really sure how to put this.
He wants to figure out, is this going to go or not go, right?
Yeah.
Is it a go or no go? He wants to figure it out.
But I think it's more of an affair. You know, having an affair.
He doesn't want any long-term deep things out of this, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He wants a lot of emotion and passion and stuff, but he doesn't want to live shack up. He don't want to be under the same roof eventually, right?
I don't know about that.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
that's what
you just said.
Yeah,
sounds like he doesn't want to.
It seems like he wants to make this an affair.
Well, people that want to have an affair typically don't want to spend the rest of their life with that person if they continue it as just an affair. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Not being under the same roof. That's what I was saying. I don't have any cards. I'm just what she says. I'm trying to like reinterpret it my own way in a caveman way. You know, like he wanted to hit her with club and bang her. You know, I'm just saying if a guy wants to have. And that's the thing about these affair things. The one person that is the cheatee, the cheater, I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. There's like the married guy and then there's the other person. Is that other person like kind of is into it mainly. Sometimes it's all physical, but usually the other person wants the guy having an affair on his wife or girlfriend to eventually shift.
Yeah.
And he might not be wanting to shift. He might just want a side party.
Well, okay.
I don't know if that's just the case. I'm just totally away from her reading, and I apologize.
What I am feeling intuitively.
See, I don't have any intuition. I'm a dumbass.
He has been accused of having cheated, of having been unfaithful, and the whole time he's been having private conversations with you, Melissa, is essentially cheating if he's involved with that other
woman.
Yeah,
if there's any kind of deception. And then now people, you know, I've seen, I've watched that show, Cheaters, and everybody says, well, here's my definition of cheating. Well, you know, everybody has their own definition. But if you're deceiving and doing something that you wouldn't openly tell the person and it involves another party, guess what? You're fucking cheating.
Well, he has
doesn't mean you have to have your pants down.
Yeah, he shares a business with this woman, and they were, well, let's say they have been extremely involved.
Obviously, they spent a lot of time together. They had, because of a business. You have to.
He tried to get out of that, and she
well, I remember
the whole business.
It was a while ago you talked about when this was going down. Yep.
And now that she's accusing him, he's figuring, well, if she's going to accuse me, I may as well go do it. And he figures Melissa is a prime candidate for him to, you know, get busy with. All right? So, Melissa, just don't lose your head in this, because I'm not seeing that he's looking at it as leaving her to be with you. Right now, I think he wants to navigate between the two of you. He
doesn't want to make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that nice? That'd be great. All right, Melissa, here is your healing angel card. And, oh, it is from a specific archangel this time, Archangel Sandalphon.
Sandalphon.
Always reminds me of like some beach archangel because he's wearing sandals. I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered. That's from Sandalphon.
Wow.
So whatever kind of help you're looking for, it looks like Sandalphon is on the case.
Provide it.
He's on the case. He's like a PI, private investigator, archangel.
Wow.
But Melissa, thank you so much for calling. It's been a while, and we're glad that you held patiently, as always.
Have a happy holiday. And just remember, if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't.
Yeah, you should not have to lower your expectations, and you should not change how you feel you should be treated ever for somebody. Don't lower your standards.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it easy for him.
That's right. You make him work for that freaking pooner. You make him.
I don't want her. I hope he's not gotten the inner, because I don't want those parasites of what's inside the body. She wraps herself in mud, goes in the ground. I don't want to get sick. There's so many diseases out there.
There is. Yeah.
Are you saying that she has parasites?
Well, just that indeed. You don't want to play around with somebody around. There's a lot of diseases.
She puts mud in her body to ground with the earth and other stuff, clay and sand beach, and with the swimsuit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to put mud in my body on purpose. No.
Me either.
Sorry. No, especially like you said, that sand down by the ocean. I don't even want to go down there with an open wound on my foot or anything. That's bad news.
I agree.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling, Melissa. It's been great hearing from you, and we're glad that you're doing better. And
thank
we hope you continue to do so. And we hope that you will call us back sooner.
Yeah. Take care, honey.
Love you all very much. Thank you for caring. All the best.
Thank you. We always care, Melissa.
Melissa has
told us
that this other woman has actually come to these shows.
Yeah, I remember.
That was a long time ago.
It was a while ago when this was all churning really rapidly, and there was a separation. Things were breaking down on that guy and that chick's business partner, chick's part. A lot of shit was going down. Then it kind of faded away for a while. We didn't really hear much about anything. So that's life, isn't it? Life in the fast lane.
And mud, I don't know how sanitary that is.
Well, mud, sand, stuff, whatever. She's trying to, like, ground herself with the sun. You know, sometimes, you know what? Spirituality, come on. Sometimes it goes too far. You know, we were one with Earth. Well, you know what? People get sick from Earth, and people get sick from, it's great to go drink that natural water. You know, sometimes that natural water's got all sorts of shit in it that'll just ruin your day. So sometimes it ain't bad taking the old tap water out of the old frickin' faucet because, you know, there is some standards there and it's tested. So that's all I got to say about that.
Is it?
Like that. Like Forrest Gump. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, I think it's time for Lisa.
It is indeed. 520 have been holding for an eternity. Welcome, 520.
Hello.
Lisa.
Hey, you guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're relieved.
Well, we're finally back
yeah.
on frickin' Blog Talk, so we're doing better there at least.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys keeping up with the holidays?
Oh, we're keeping up
yeah.
all right.
2 frickin' days away.
Yeah. Oh, shopping every day.
God.
And today's pretty much toast, so for us, one more day.
Oh, I didn't realize that. My God, 2 more days. I've just been in a whirlwind of trying to keep up.
You know,
today is
got
my
social life now.
Yeah, so what's been, it's been a long time, so what's going on?
I know. Well, you know, a lot more social shit. And I had to SOS it today. I told my friend, I said, I can't, my girlfriend, I said, I can't, I have to take today off. I've got to clean the house and put stuff, you know. Because yesterday I took a by myself trip, 2 hours one way, 2 hours back by myself, which was a luxury. I went to get some stuff done, and the neighbor kept calling me.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to figure out where I was. I would say, I've got to put gas in the car now, and I didn't say I was 100 miles out of town. Oh, my God. So I got in at late last night, and then my friend wanted to go this and that and that and this, and I said, I can't do it today. I got to clean the house and put stuff away. But Jim just said, he said, 2 days. You know, I didn't even look at that. It is 2 days. Oh, my Lord.
It is, yeah.
Are you having a big gathering?
Yeah, what are your plans for
Christmas
Eve?
Hell no. I can barely keep up with my life. If anything, I'd be going somewhere else. But I got to go get my grandkid, and that'll
when?
Be fun. The mother said on Christmas Day.
Oh, okay. So you got to get on the road that morning. Okay.
Yeah, and that's the best time to travel because nobody will be on the road.
That is true. That is true. Everybody's usually already there, or they're going to wait till the next some shit.
And that's fine.
They're hangovers.
Well, yeah. If they had a Christmas Eve party. Yeah. Yep. Eggnog.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it to it, and then then we'll get in, and it'll be great, and we'll go from there. My little kid and I.
Okay, yeah. So where do you stand with the neighbor? It's been a week.
Well, he was inviting me to go somewhere tomorrow, and at first I told him yes, but then I'm going to change it. He was gone all day today. He told me where he was going, and he got back a couple hours ago, and I've just been in the house working like a dog trying to get stuff in order for my, you know. Isn't it funny? I just didn't put that together that it's in 2 days. I kept thinking one foot
it comes
on the other.
It always jumps up on you. Always surprises
you.
Oh,
God, yes. Yes.
You're always like, holy shit. You know what? Tomorrow, some places are going to start closing early. Some places.
I know.
Not retail places.
That's
hell
okay.
No, retail places stay open late. But some places... Small mom and pop businesses, a lot of them will close early for their families and stuff. So you got to watch out.
Yeah. So
you got to make sure, folks, you get all your booze, all your tobacco, all your condoms. Well, I guess seven will be open.
All your weed, all your vibrators.
You get all your vice stuff taken care of. So,
you must have supplies.
Get all your vice supplies early, just in case they start shutting down.
If there was a snowstorm or something, you don't want
to
be.
You don't want to wake up Christmas Day and not have any condoms, not have any booze, not have any cigarettes, not
or vibrators, or people jumping out of the
cake. Yeah, you know. Pizza, a lot of pizza joints.
All
some
the important
stuff.
Open
Christmas night, some will.
Christmas Eve, I remember.
I said night.
George used to say that was that and Halloween was their busiest night.
No, because yeah, if they're open, because yeah. No, a lot of places aren't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to have some pizza because they're getting ready to have turkey and ham and all that shit, and I want to have some pizza.
So basically, tell us, are you ending things with the neighbor, romantically?
What am I doing? I'm keeping very busy is what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a tactic of a sort.
It is a tactic of avoidance.
Mm-hmm.
So
and he's not invited to any of my things, any things that I'm doing. No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
He's not, but I go
so
solo.
Yeah,
you guys have.
I go,
he hasn't been invited for a while, so that's, yeah, I guess that's a standard now.
I go with my...
Yep.
Chick friends or solo.
Her running mates. She runs with the chickas.
Yeah. With the female.
That's awesome. We guys, when you we look for those packs of chicks. You want to find the pack
really?
Mentality.
Really? Don't want just a woman alone?
If you're, three or four guys,
oh,
why would you want to find one chick alone? What are you going to do, flip coins and
fight?
Well,
my one girlfriend I really like.
Four guys
going,
walk up. You know?
Yeah. One girlfriend, I really enjoy going out with her because we separate. And, you know, it's not like we talk about it or anything. We just do it. And then we come back periodically and we laugh and giggle and then separate again. So we have a lot of fun. And then so tomorrow I was supposed to go with the neighbor to do, to use Jim's word, a project. And,
somebody's going down.
The project did not take a holiday.
That's right. Well, I gotta tell you.
That's right. They don't.
If you wanted to get even with him, you have succeeded. He's incredibly jealous that you are moving on. You've involved yourself with other people. He is not welcome in his mind. He does not feel welcome, and he's looking to take an exit from where you live, where you guys are living, and I wouldn't be surprised he ends up relocating back home to
really?
NYC.
And then I'll be
there.
At the mercy of whoever moves here. Oh my God, it'll be a whole other chapter of weirdos.
You don't know. It could be, or it could be some old person that's going to keep to themselves. You just don't know. You don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
It's rolling the dice. Some kind of lottery. Did you drop, Deb?
Same thing
happened. Wasn't cards, was it?
Well, no.
Okay, who cares then?
Leaves
who cares?
Job, you're going to have an unknown factor walking in the door to take that place.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. You'll... point that you want to move elsewhere, you know, in your community.
Yeah, you might be sick of a duplex type arrangement where the thin walls, you know. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I like the apartment living. Sometimes you could get a top floor on an end, and then you had just one person. That was it. But, you know, it is what it is, you know, when you do that.
You're still putting up with others.
There's still, there is still a thing. Well, unless you live out in the rural area, you always have neighbors. And obviously, it's not that degree where they're sharing the same wall. But that's why some people like to live in the country. They don't like freaking anybody around them within a half mile or so.
You know, as I'm studying these cards here, the feeling I get.
What is the feeling
that,
you get?
Well,
yeah, she got worried, too. She said, oh, no.
He doesn't know. How to a female partner.
Oh,
and I think men are.
I, I get that idea because we constantly talk about mechanics. I mean,
mechanics, you say. I think there's probably a different word now than mechanics.
We do. We talk about tools. We talk about...
No.
Or sex.
Well, I think, I'm starting to wonder because I'm thinking this is a retired construction dude and maybe Mechanic Magazine, you know, those Mechanic magazines, maybe that's his Playboy. Or Playgirl, whatever. Play whatever.
Well,
one never knows.
And I really think that the men that he was engaging, you know,
so speak,
with, they did it with the pants. That it wasn't like they did it as a gesture of love. No. And your sister is told that.
You know, most people, come on, let's live in the world of freaking reality. Most people are banging out there not because, oh, I'm banging because I want to love this person for the rest of my life. You're banging because it's a good time. Yeah.
It's really immediate. You know.
Well, what other release is there? What other release is there?
Well, is the one that you build the excitement, the intensity.
Well, you got to define best. Best for who?
Best for getting off.
For who?
For men or women.
Why do you keep speaking for men like you used to have a penis? You've never owned one in your entire life. So you should quit freaking speaking for men. Don't
Definitely
do that. I don't
no.
speak to you
he
chicks.
Knows.
I don't try to tell you chicks how you should feel or anything like that. Because God help me, if I ever understand a woman, that's time for me to go freaking.
It's a past life reference.
It's time for me
I
to
really
die if I ever understand a woman fully.
I just feel like I've been a man more times. Then I think.
Oh, the old past life.
Oh, wow.
Golf,
I love
why
it.
Why weren't you like a golf ball or a plant in a past life? Why is it always. Huh?
Oh, my gosh.
But that's what I think is that you have, he feels very inadequate. And he'll probably, you know, fall back. His fallback position is going to be back with men because, you know, they can watch a football game and be giving each other oral sex.
No!
I'm out there. You know what? There's a lot of gay men that don't like sports, Deb. So don't say they can watch football and then bang each other.
Well, I personally have never...
And there's a lot, there are heterosexual men that don't like sports, too.
He's never really been gay. He has... No.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
He has explored.
Oh, my freaking God.
You're making me laugh. But truthfully, I think this guy just enjoyed having an orgasm that his hand didn't have to produce. So.
You know what, though? I never thought ever once in my life, you know what? Man, I sure would. Yeah, there's nobody around. I guess I'll choose Mr. Harry Butt over here. No. No. It is not that. Come on. I'm a pirate of the butt. Arg. No.
I've read like nonfiction novels or whatever those are called, where they bring historical events into the novel. This was years ago. That guys that were on the ship were not gay, but they relieved themselves with each other.
And women in prison do it too. And men in prison probably do it too, right? But just because you engage in a homosexual activity doesn't necessarily mean you're gay.
That is an interesting concept and could be an entire other frickin' show.
It could.
Where's the fruitcake lady when you need her?
The fruitcake lady. I love that chick.
Yeah,
she would not agree. She would not agree. She
said
was.
If your husband isn't touching you enough, go wash yourself.
She was meat
go
and potatoes. She was not. Yeah. She wasn't into that in between. No, she was meat and potato. I don't think she would have agreed with that.
With the boat man.
Yeah. If you.
Yeah.
She would have done. She would have, and I'm not going to repeat it, but she would have used the Andrew Dice Clay philosophy. There is no such thing as bisexual. sexuality.
Either is that what he said?
Remember,
you either like to suck.
Either you suck dick or you do not suck dick. There is no in between. That is a direct quote. That's his opinion, and that was back then. And nobody can have that kind of humor nowadays because you'll get blacklisted and banned,
also,
and they'll burn you to death on a stake.
My sense, Lisa, is that you scared him in ways because you have this huge, to him, huge sexual appetite. You know, when I guess he hasn't realized or had enough experience to know that that's normal for people to feel that way when you care for somebody.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have cards, so I can only say so much. A lot of what I say, everything I say has nothing to do with the cards. I'm just talking opinions, and you know what opinions are. They don't mean anything. You can't buy a piece of bubble gum with an opinion. But
he stood in my kitchen doorway the other day, and he was leaning up against the door frame, like a sailor under a streetlight at night, and he had a plate of food I'd given him, and he's looking at me and eating very seductively and looking at me underneath his eyebrows. Sometimes he hits me at a time where I don't expect it, and I don't know what to do with it. You know, like I've said before, I'm not used to, he does pot. I don't do anything. You know, I don't do pot. I don't do that.
If he stood there eating a plate of food, my first thought would be just saving him.
Slowly.
What are you gonna? Is that all you're gonna do is eat with that tongue? You know.
I know. Well, I can file it away, but I've never had. I don't know what to make of this stuff. You know, I just don't. Later on, I think. Last night he kept calling me, and I didn't say I'm 100 miles out of town. I just said I am having to go get gas, and I wasn't saying this or that. But he kept trying to engage in conversation, and I was trying to get back home because I didn't want to arrive so late at night. And I just didn't say, "Oh, this is where I'm at." I didn't want to say that. So anyway, I don't know. Who knows?
Well,
I'm very busy.
Go ahead.
I don't invite him, and I made it very clear you're not welcome to come with me. I said, I wish it were different, but I can't invite you because of these behaviors, and I have listed the behaviors. So what is the question? Okay, I'll ask you a question. In the December, a few days left in December. How do you see the rest of December, I guess, for me?
Well,
there's a little that is left. What do we got, a week-ish, eight days?
Oh, I love it. I don't think in those time. I just think that it's going to go on forever. It's so elastic. But then you encapsulate it in like, wow. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's going to be done 2 days before Christmas. I didn't even think of that. My house is full of food, though. You would not believe. I mean, that was part of what I went on a reconnoiter, reconnoiter mission last night, and I got this and that and that and this. That's why I went 100 miles out of town, and I was doing other stuff, and, so the house is full of food.
I mean, you figure when Christmas is over, a week from that day will be a brand new year.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not that that's a deep fucking thought. I'm just saying, you know. I mean, that's how fast. When we get to December, it's like it accelerates. The end of the year, just with all the holidays and all the other crap going on, all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's like, holy crap, it's January. Damn.
Well, my friend, she's inviting me tomorrow to go to her ranch, and then we're supposed to go to a movie later. The Sky always hosts the movie, and I want to do that. I want to see what's going on. My neighbor and I had plans to do something else, and I'm just going to let him know that it's just we'll have to reschedule. Two days before Christmas. Oh, my God.
To you. He has done it to you. So.
Oh, yeah. He's rescheduled on your ass many a time.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, you got stuff coming up. You're getting your place together. You got your grandkid coming. You got got priorities.
Oh, yeah. And I shook loose from all those cookies. Damn, I've never done cookie exchanges before. Man, these people plead, please take cookies. And I said, no, no, they're stay here. And they're, you know, it's like Velcro, the cookies are following.
Yeah, that's crazy, especially if you're one person. Yeah. There's only one person can eat so many cookies by themselves.
Well,
so,
I was
going
to pass them out to whoever wanted them here, but oh, my God, no, nobody wants them. You know what we should be doing? Instead of cookie exchanges, is vegetable exchanges.
Could be a vegetable tray.
I could go for that.
Could be that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into the meat. I think it should be a meat exchange.
Yeah, he would just
meat. Like... Bring the meat. I got some ribeye. Well, you know what? I got pork tenderloin, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
these cookies.
No.
Carnivore.
No. Blah, 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 blah. Is traditionally a prime rib roast.
Oh, and I put my eyes on one today, and it was too tiny. Wasn't buying that little piece of crap.
But was it expensive?
No, they're all on sale, relatively speaking, right now. No.
I bought a giant old ham from Costco, and I just I told my girlfriend about that, and she says, "Why did you do that? I was going to split this ham with you." She had just gotten it, but I'm pleased to get that ham. I know we'll find uses for it.
And you can if ham freezes well, if you ziplock it in the good bag, ham freezes just fine. It comes out great afterwards. Ham is awesome.
Yeah.
It's got so many uses.
Love
it. Yes, good shit.
I'm finding I only want to put together a holiday meal for a bunch of people. I am not liking this. 3, maybe 4 people.
Well, you just don't have to have 15 side dishes. That's all you have to do.
Go buy it pre-made, you know.
Which is kind of ironic, which is totally, when you think about it, it's ironic. I only have 3 people, so I want to buy a pre-made meal. But if I had 12 people, I want to make all the shit.
Oh,
that's totally illogical.
I would love
totally
that.
Illogical. It's like... Well, you know, 3 people, it's not going to be much work, and I don't want to do anything. But if I had 12 people, I'd work my ass off. I want to do that.
Yeah.
All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well,
wait, whatever. What do you got?
What?
You got anything, any final thoughts?
No, it's just that he's... You have made him very jealous.
To do a recap.
He feels completely left out.
Completely left out.
And he's going to make plans to move away.
Plans? To adios, amigo.
Okay, well, this is all he has to do. Is he has to get on his hands and knees and crawl to me, and then he has to bring a contract and sign on the bottom line that he won't do the behaviors that I've outlined for him that I don't like, and that's why he's not invited to go with me anywhere.
Oh.
Boy, that sounds like a frickin' soulmate waiting to happen right there. Oh, you're going to crawl on your hands and knees and sign a contract. Oh, that's just like in the Lifetime movies there. That's so romantic. You know what? Are you kidding me?
Do you want to read your card?
Your card, real quick. Fear is your healing angel card. I, Archangel Michael. Ooh, she got an archangel and the big dog. I'm here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you and keep you safe. Trust me.
Oh.
All is well. Accept my love and I will now to dissolve your fear.
Oh,
right.
Jeanette's got a wonderful idea. For
What's
you
her wonderful friend? Idea?
Take the cookies to a soup kitchen or a community fridge food access for those in need. They would love that.
You know what? We've got a lot of smart people in our groups that we go to and we share things. And a lot of them are missionaries at heart. And I'm sure they've already got that nailed down.
Okay.
They already have places to bring things to?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Everybody does a lot of volunteerism, and, you know, so everyone's well-connected, and they're all
That's
giving
wonderful.
Heart.
That's great. And, Jim, I'd like you to pull. What
the hell you want from me?
Lisa, I don't think you're in this. Do you want to be in the line? Or don't you like presents?
No, it's fine. I've got a lot of... No, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
She doesn't want any more shit.
I would have said.
You know, every time I leave a house, they've given me a box of, and I don't mean, I'm not, believe me, I'm very grateful, but I get a bunch of stuff and I bring it here and I can't believe people, well, you know, people are spending money left and right on stuff and I'm glad my neighbor and I agreed. He's not into Christmas. I am into Christmas because of my grandson. But, you know, so I don't have to get him anything. I don't like to give people gifts to begin with because I don't know if I'm buying something for them that's going to end up at the garage sale.
You'd never know that ever. That is a fact. That is a fact unless you've nailed it. If you nail it and you know you've nailed it, that's different, but you're right. A lot of times it could end up at a thrift store. Oh, that's what – if you look at those thrift stores, there's tons of stuff in there that have, like, tags.
Because my stuff that I get, and I'm trying to scale back and I'm not good at it, take a lot of things to – I took all the cookies to another cookie exchange.
Yeah, there you go. If you keep doing that, you could keep taking those same cookies and maybe those other people will do it. Those cookies will be around for 15 to 16 years going from cookie exchange to cookie exchange. You never know.
Marinated.
All right, Lisa, we're gonna
Deb, thank you. Thank you, Deb. I love you guys.
I love you too.
And hey, looks like we're straight on Blog Talk. We're going to do a drawing here
before we
start signing off.
You may as well get two because I'm finding that the delivery dates are getting farther.
Or just go on. I don't even. Oh, that's that's Leanne.
Leanne in the UK.
The UK who is not present, but you don't have to be present to win.
And draw me another one now. Otherwise, this is going to drag into January.
So.
I don't want to.
The holidays. Well, why don't you want it to? What the hell is this piece of paper?
Well, I didn't have my regular papers.
This is Joanne from Newfoundland
and
who was here yesterday.
There.
All right, we have that drawing back and plate. All right, Deb.
And there will be more. We will draw every day.
No. I knew that was going to happen. Jenny.
We have a visitor.
Oh, we better hurry up because we got the bull moose and oh, look at this. Oh, we're going down. All right, hang on. Let's wrap Blog Talk first because our camera's going to be going down next. I knew that was going to happen.
I'm
going
to play the
I think we're squared away, so hopefully tomorrow should be fine electronically. I saw that camera.